Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Tet, Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah will talk about a rental of land that overlaps with the Shemitah year. The Shemitah year where we don't work the land of Eretz Yisrael, we don't plant, we don't work whatsoever. Question becomes, if a person rented the field, does he count the Shemitah year as part of his term, as part of his rental, where he wouldn't be allowed to work the land? Mishnah describes the case. Mishnah says, "Hamekadbel sadeh mechavero l'shavua ehad b'shva me'ot zuz ha'shevi'it min haminyan." If somebody rents a field from his friend and he has an agreement with him that he's going to rent the field for a 7-year period, and that 7-year period is going to be for the price of 700 zuz, we say the Shevi'it is min haminyan, the Shemitah year is part of that 7 years. Since the way he described it was Shavua Ehad, quote unquote, 1 week, which means 1 7-year period, that means it's 7 years in a row, even though one of those years includes the Shemitah year where he can't work whatsoever. It's included because he linked all of these years together by saying Shavua Ehad, 1 7-year period. So the Shemitah year would be part of that. But if you rented it from him saying, I'm renting the field for 7 years, for 700 zuz, and ha-shevi'it min ha-minyan, the Shemitah year, the 7th year, would not be part of the 7 years that he rented it for. In this situation, he was implying that he's renting it for 7 years, and the implications there are 7 years that he could use it. So therefore, he would keep the field for 7 years besides for the Shemitah year that he had it.